The Matthews Opera House was built in 1906 for stage productions and traveling shows. By the 1920s, it was primarily a movie house. After a new movie theater was opened down the street, the Opera House was used as everything from a shooting gallery to a practice basketball court. By the mid-50s, the building was starting to fall into disrepair. There were efforts to revive the Opera House, including Paul Higbee's The Phantom of the Matthews Opera House, which played for summer audiences for several years, beginning in 1976. Restoration work began in the mid to late 1980s and continued in phases before it was completed in time for the Opera House's centennial in 2006. Today, the Matthews Opera House is again hosting live theater, concerts, and various other arts events. Joining us for more about the work of the Matthews today is marketing manager Jane Rose. And Jane, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you, Carl.
And thanks for hosting us on today's program.
Not a problem.
Well, looking back over the history of the Matthews Opera House, going back to 1906 and going to today, is the mission pretty much the same, or how do you think that the mission?
Well, I don't know what the mission was in 1906. I wasn't around, yeah. But it was a part of the era to bring culture to a town, a cowboy type town or whatever. That was a way to in the West to do that, and so the theaters like this were formed in vaudeville and those kind of things came by to give it an air of culture. And so, but right now, basically, we just try to outreach. Outreach is the biggest thing, to bring things to this area that normally doesn't come here. And we get a lot of bluegrass, we get a lot of great local art and local musicians, but sometimes you just need to start outreach to like people of disadvantaged that can't normally we ever get to go to Denver or Minneapolis for great concerts or performances. And so this is what we do. And plus for children, and a lot of that for children is acting and our fine arts downstairs in the gallery. We have fine art shows that are geared toward children and our theater, our summer theater for children. So it gives them an outlet that's not just sports, although those sports are nice, mm-hmm. but it gives everybody a chance to reach their potential.
Things are always hopping here, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That even if there's nothing going on the stage right here, mm-hmm. that there's arts, there's mm-hmm. everything else is going on.
Correct.
Here.
We just finished up the Black Hills State University Senior Art Show downstairs. And so the next one we're starting to put up is the Assemblage Art Show coming up in May. And there's a lot of planning. There's not, you just don't sit still until it happens. Some mm-hmm. things take months to plan and get ready. So that's kind of what we're always doing is planning.
Now, there was some big news that came out a month or so ago. The Matthews Opera House and Art Center was selected to participate in the Bush Foundation's Community Creative Cohort. Tell me what
I
that
I don't know anything about that. Did you hear about something?
I heard, yeah. I got a press release here.
Yes, we were quite honored to receive this great grant. And it was like a first-time kind of grant that they've done. And we were among, I think, 16 groups throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minneapolis. And we were only, I think, believe two in South Dakota. And we were one of the smallest. So this $100,000 unrestricted grant is going to transform us and transform Spearfish, I believe. That's what we're hoping for, and that's what we're going for. So
how will this be implemented? I mean, it's called the Community Creativity Cohort.
Cohort is like a partner.
Okay.
So, like, we're all going to become partners. So we'd like, right now, they're in the planning stages of how this grant is going to be spent, and we have to spend it. Okay. Then they'll take it back.
Okay.
So right now we're working with other organizations like the library and the college and any other in high school, the school system, to work and combine efforts and monies to bring more information and more art, music, theater to the whole area and bring it out so we can maybe make it permanent. And so it'd be wonderful.
So it sounds like that is pretty exciting news, pretty exciting mm-hmm. looking forward to.
We had a party.
Had a big party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was well, our director, Sean Young, is the one that wrote the grant. And we worked with Misty Caldwell, who's the director of Visit Spearfish in here. And so, and Ava Souter, who is our gallery and events manager downstairs, she's part of the cohort also. And so they already went to St. Paul last weekend and spent a couple days working with all the other organizations that received the grant to further their mission and getting to, you know, to just get support to go on.
Now, Jan, you're pretty excited to be a part of the Matthews Opera House. You've been here, what, a couple of years?
Yeah, I've been here since January 2013. I moved to the Black Hills in 2010. And when I was in Northern Illinois, from where I'm from, I was always involved in the arts. I'm an artist myself, and I was always involved in getting things going, getting things started, getting programs started for the arts. So I, all of a sudden, this job became available, and I was picked as an artist in 2010 as a gallery artist, but then I would come and volunteer, and the position came open, and sometimes it's good to volunteer because people know you, and then you get to know them first, and it's been wonderful. Wonderful.
One of the things that I've noticed in people who have been listening to Dakota Midday over the past couple of years, there have been some wonderful acts that have come through here, acts that many of them I've never heard of before, but then, you know, when I've talked with you about booking them, looking into who they are and listening to their music, I'm always amazed at the quality. And
And that has a lot to do with Sean and finding the right people. They go to Arts Midwest every year, and they see all the different artists that are available. And plus, we have to deal with the cost. We have a small theater. It's about 283 seats. You can only do so much with so much money, because you're not going to make a lot of money at $25 a seat or $10 a seat. We try to make it very reasonable for 18 and younger and BH kids. But she finds these great things. It's just, sometimes it's a stretch. Mm-hmm. It's a stretch. We're out of the box, but we have a board that says just go for it. They don't stop us and say, nah, we're not going to sell anything with that. Sometimes it wins and sometimes it doesn't. But as we always say, we're on the edge of nowhere. So we're far away from Denver. We're far away from Chicago and Minneapolis. It's hard to get bands to route out here. And so we bring things like, you know, world music, Eastern music, it's different, but it's educational, and people come away, even if they didn't think they'd like it, they appreciate it more.
I imagine that you help by getting quality acts here, that you establish a track record, and people will learn to trust you, that, if they're playing at the Matthews, this is something worthwhile.
That's what we're going for. And it's been working. The last few concerts have been very well attended. We had some great people out of Nashville, young people called the Barefoot Movement, that just brought down the house. Randy McAllister was back and with his blues, and he just sang off mic and ran up in the balcony, and it was just a treat. And we just had Shakespearean Theater, As You Like It. Was it last week or the weekend before? And it was mind-opening. I didn't know much about Shakespeare at the time. It was hilarious, you know. And you just feel smarter.
Yeah.
And so we really enjoyed it. And our next season, that's what we're planning now, is our next season. So getting the last few acts. So you'll be getting press releases from me, Carl.
they're always welcome. Now, just looking here at the summer, anything special happening at the Matthews?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming up. So Mother's Day weekend, we're having four funny ladies who are doing the Mamalogues. It's kind of a very irreverent view of young parenthood. Then we'll have an assemblage show, as I told you. Then we're going to have a glass blowing show in June. In July, we're coming back with summer theater. It's going to be the Phantom of the Matthews Opera House. That started, as you mentioned earlier, in 1976. And I think it was like 2006, 2007 was the last show. We're working with the Black Hills State University. Dr. Bert Durand is directing it. And so he's going to be casting his college students and community members. And Paul Higby is the one who wrote the show, and he will tell you more about it. But it's a melodramatic kind of fun, and some villains, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. We can even hiss and boo if you want, and it's going to be all July, starting at Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays after July 4th. So I think that 6th is the first one in the evening, something that people who are out on vacation, you have friends, a lot of people come out here, as you know, and a lot of people have vacation, family and friends who stay with them. They don't have much to do on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and this will be something that all family members can enjoy. Music, fun, and comedy. So I hope they all come out. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Jane, thanks so much for talking with us on Dakota
Midday. Not a problem.